welcome back. We're on the Indian, the Car Doctor. There's a couple of things, and I call them absolutes in auto repair that I've learned over the years. And one is the oil could be black, the brakes could be grinding, but if the air conditioning's not working, nobody's driving that car. And we realize what an essential part of the vehicle the AC system is, especially this time of year. So we thought we would bring on someone that could answer some of your questions as well as ours, that being in the form of Bobby Elks. He's a trainer for IDQ and the AC Pro brands. I'm sorry, and we're glad to have Bobby with us today. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. Good. What part of the country are you in? Can I ask you that?
I live in Chicago.
So
company's based out of Texas.
So you guys have got a hot summer there, right?
For the most part, yeah. We have our ups and downs.
So, you know, you must hear this a lot with regards to people want to charge their air conditioning. It's got to be a top priority, correct? Because it's hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable. So the question becomes, Bobby, if someone thinks they're AC system isn't cooling properly. You know, maybe they're putting their hand in front of the duct and they're turning the AC on, and maybe that's not the way to tell. You know, we'd like you to explain this as if my mom was listening. Is there a way for the listeners to know if it's a mechanical problem that's causing the AC not to cool, or is it low on charge?
Well, it could actually be both. So the first thing you want to make sure you know is if the compressor is working or not. If the center clutch plate on the compressor is not working, there's no point to move forward. At that point, it's a mechanical issue. Also, ask yourself, how long did the system start, or how long did it take for the system to start blowing warm air? And the answer here is a gradual effect, so maybe a couple of days or a couple of weeks, maybe a month or a season, something like that. But if they say to you it happened in a matter of days, hours, or minutes, at that point, then it's a mechanical issue, something is broken, but we've also put a gauge on the top of the can so you can see where the refrigerant level is at.
So for the listener that's out there thinking, well, I recharge my AC system every year, and you know it costs me $200 or $250, and that's okay, but I don't like spending the money. Is this just going to be they're not going to start to use the AC Pro kit, and every year they're going to do that? But the AC Pro kit has a sealer in it, doesn't it?
Correct. And here's how I would answer that. You should not have to recharge your car every summer. You don't have to recharge your refrigerator at home every year to get it to blow cold air, and that's the same thing happening for a car. They're both sealed systems. However, what happens in a car, sometimes you start to get leaks from the rubber components, like an O-ring or something. So yeah, sometimes, you know, a rubber component starts leaking like an O-ring. So what AC Pro does is there's a synthetic additive in there that allows the refrigerant to absorb some more heat faster than anything else on the market, getting you up to 10 degrees colder faster. But there is also a rubber reconditioner in there to rejuvenate those O-rings back to life so that it will help seal those rubber leaks. Think about lotioning your hands in the wintertime. That's what you're doing with the AC Pro.
So
you should not have to recharge every year from then on out.
And if you do, then you've got a bigger issue going on than you want to admit to.
Correct. I mean, to say you have, you know, say it happens again in about a month, we have another product called Super Seal that will fix small metal leaks. And if those two products right there don't fix the system, then it's time to go to a mechanic.
Right, and get the system diagnosed and repaired.
Correct.
Ken, is it possible for a vehicle's AC system to be overcharged?
Absolutely. Just like a car tire, you could absolutely overcharge an AC system. That's why we put the gauge again on top of the can. We tried to make this as user-friendly for the customer as possible.
Yeah, we actually used this at the shop last year for someone. They had purchased the kit, and they were a little afraid to use it. And I said, why? The instructions are very crystal clear and self-explanatory. They brought it in, and we walked them through it. And it was my first exposure last year to it at the mm-hmm. time. And I was really impressed because the gauge is it's for lack of a better way to put it, it's kind of idiot-proof. If you follow the instructions, watch the gauge on top of the can, you can't really go wrong. It works. Now, the one question I have for you is if someone in that case, when we did that at the shop, that car only took about 3/4 of the can, or what I thought was 3/4 of the can, before the gauge showed normal and we left it alone and the AC was blowing cold. Is there a shelf life? You know, we kept the rest of it, or we gave it back to the customer. I don't know what they did with it. It's been over a year. Is there a shelf life for the refrigerant that's being used in the AC Pro kits?
No, there is no shelf life on it. As long as the can, still has refrigerant in there. Keep the gauge tightly attached. Leave it in a cool and dry place, and there is no shelf life for it. You could reuse it a year later, 2 years later. It doesn't really matter. As long as the gauge is attached, you're good to go. Don't store it in your trunks or your garages. Or
right,
like
obviously.
That.
Right, and it says that on there. It talks about high temperature areas and things like that. Let me ask you this one last question before I let you go.
Sure.
What are some of the things you see people doing wrong? You know, if you had to tell us the number one and number two things, the common mistakes, what are they?
The number one thing that they generally do wrong is they put it on the wrong port. You're looking for the low pressure port. And generally speaking, the high pressure is easier to find. So that's where they think it is. And the coupler will only fit on the low pressure port. And in fact, we have a low pressure port locator on our website. If you don't mind, I can throw that out there.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, the website is acprocold.com, and if you click on there, we have a port locator. We have two different options for you to choose, and you'll actually be able to find your low-pressure port there. If it's not on the website, you can call our tech support line at 888-318-5454, and they'll help you find it. So that's one thing they do wrong, is they put it on the wrong port. The other thing that is a common mistake is people forget to take the safety tab off of the product, and they try to install it and nothing goes in the can, but until that safety tab is removed, nothing's coming out.
Right. Let me ask you this then. You know, you're saying, and I guess you really have to work at it to put it on the wrong port. I mean, that's kind of you'd really have to go at it.
It
you know,
will not fit.
Right, it just won't fit. If someone's looking for some AC Pro product, where are they going to find it? Is it only online, or is it available in the retail stores as well?
It's available at all the local major automotive parts stores.
Gotcha. Okay. Bobby, listen, it was a pleasure, sir. I know we haven't talked before. I don't think we've talked before. It was fun talking to somebody from good old Chicago and somebody with knowledge about air conditioning such as you. And I want to take the time to just invite you back here anytime. You're always welcome with the Car Doctor.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was great being on, and have a great rest of your weekend.
Take care, Bobby. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.